The Dutch Box 3 Wealth Tax 2026 framework has officially stabilized following a series of last-minute legislative reversals in Parliament. Today, Monday, May 18, 2026, the Dutch Tax Administration, Belastingdienst, confirmed that its digital processing systems are fully operational for issuing provisional assessments under the finalized rules. For asset holders, real estate investors, and financial planners, the announcement brings a clear compliance baseline after months of fiscal uncertainty. A closer look at the finalized Box 3 thresholds. The newly activated implementation moves away from the aggressive austerity measures initially feared by retail investors, preserving structural buffers while adjusting the tax on imputed investment growth. First, Parliament successfully locked the individual tax-free capital allowance for the Dutch Box 3 Wealth Tax 2026 tax year at €59,357. For fiscal partners, this threshold doubles to €118,714. This adjustment prevents a significant chunk of the middle-class asset base from slipping into the taxable net altogether. Second, the state's imputed flat rate of return on other assets, which covers equities, bonds, digital currencies, and non-primary real estate, is now officially enforced at 6.00%, a slight increase from last year's 5.88% baseline. Meanwhile, liquid bank deposits will be taxed using a provisional notional rate of 1.28%. The underlying statutory tax rate applied to all calculated Box 3 income remains fixed at 36%. The real estate paradox. Box 3 yields meet the 8% transfer tax. The actual market disruption this season stems from how the Dutch Box 3 Wealth Tax 2026 guidelines interact with the newly reduced 8% property transfer tax, overdrachtsbelasting, for buy-to-let investments. While the drop from 10.4% to 8% was enacted to stimulate the construction of new rental housing, the realities of the Box 3 fictitious yield system are driving an opposite trend. Because the 6.00% assumed return taxes the underlying value of rental properties based on municipal WAS valuations, completely ignoring actual cash flow or rent caps, private landlords are offloading older residential units at a rapid clip. Many individual landlords and family offices are choosing to exit the market entirely, selling residential real estate to institutional buyers or converting their capital into liquid, global asset portfolios to protect their net yields. Fiscal comparison. 2025 baseline versus 2026 enforced rules. Tax component. 2025 legacy rules. 2026 enforced framework. Individual tax-free allowance €57,684, €59,357 notional yield. Bank savings 1.44%, 1.28% notional yield. Other investments 5.88%, 6.00% property transfer tax, investment 10.4%, 8.0% Box 3 income tax rate 36%, 36% market realities and the taxpayer burden. The current fiscal layout creates an undeniable operational challenge for wealth managers across the Netherlands. While the lower transfer tax makes acquiring real estate more attractive on paper, the ongoing weight of fictitious yield assumptions makes maintaining a portfolio incredibly costly. When the state taxes an assumed 6.00% gross return, net profits can quickly fall into the negative after factoring in maintenance and local levies. Consequently, the primary focus for the rest of the year won't be finding underpriced assets, but rather utilizing the updated digital counter-evidence portals, Opgaf Werkelijk Rendement, to prove to the tax authority that an investment portfolio actually underperformed the state's baseline assumption.